堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士要陪同 Hale 百货公司的主人 Hale 先生去暗中查访另一家百货公司。这家公司是 Hale 公司的竞争对手，用英文说就是 competitor， C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-O-R competitor。他们想了解人们为什么爱上那儿去买东西。黑欧先生觉得自己早该这样做了，但是他对于会打听到什么情况又感到惴惴不安。好，我们跟他俩一起走吧，请你想想这个问题，他们要去哪儿？
Why are you taking me here? This store is my competitor.
To do some spying.
You mean see what my competition is up to?
Right, to see why people prefer shopping here.
I should have done this long ago.
Well, there's no time like the present.
I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
On the other hand, it may be a real eye-opener.
Hale 先生一到这家百货公司就问 Tate 女士来这儿的目的，我们听听他俩的一问一答。
Why are you taking me here? This store is my competitor.
To do some spying.
你听到吗？黑欧先生感到奇怪的是，既然这家店是他商店的竞争对手，为什么 Tate 女士要带他来这儿呢？ Tate 女士的回答是 To do some spying. 这儿的 spying 可不是什么深入敌后的间谍情报工作，而是指暗中了解竞争对手的情况。所以这几句话实在是这个意思。
Why are you taking me here? This store is my competitor.
To check out the competition.
另外 ,to do some spying, 等于动词 to spy。to do 加上动词加 ing, 常常可以用来代替这个动词。例如 ,to do cleaning, 等于 to clean。to do reading,等于 to read。 接着 Hale 先生想确定自己是否正确理解了 Tate 女士的用意，我们听听她是怎么问的。
Why are you taking me here?
To do some spying.
You mean see what my competition is up to?
她说 You mean see what my competition is up to? 她的话以 you mean 开端，这样的句型常常用来弄清对方的意思。刚才说过 competitor 是竞争对手，这儿又用了 competition 这个词，它的拼法是 C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N。 competition 通常是抽象名词竞争，但是它也可以做具体名词指竞争对方。例如这儿是跟 Hale 百货公司竞争的这家商店。It's up to, 意思是做进行。所以 see what my competition is up to, 意思是看看我的对手在干什么。我们听几个使用 be up to 这个结构的例子。
What are the customers up to?
这句话相当于
What are the customers doing?
再听个例子。
What is the server up to?
他的意思是
What is the server doing?
我们回到他们的讨论中来，听听 Tate 女士认为 Tate 先生的理解对吗？
Right, to see why people prefer shopping here.
Tate 女士说她的理解正确，他们是要看看人们为什么喜欢在这儿买东西。我们接着听他俩怎么评论这次暗中查访。
I should have done this long ago.
Well, there's no time like the present.
Hale 先生觉得自己早该这样做了，而 Tate 女士却套用了一句俗语，把握目前良机，因为过去无法弥补，而未来又难以确定。我们再听一遍这句话，并且听听 Hale 先生的想法。
Well, there's no time like the present.
I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
Hale 先生说，他不会喜欢将要看到的情况。显然，他为自己即将了解什么情况而紧张不安，因为他的竞争对手毕竟比他强，而他将不得不正视自己的弱点了。我们再听一次他这句话，以及 Tate 女士的评论。
I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
On the other hand, it may be a real eye-opener.
Tate 女士说，这可能真是个 eye-opener。Eye-opener 从字面上看是让人睁开眼睛的东西，其实是启发并且促进认识的东西。例如，这家商店可能会使 Hale 先生意识到自己商店的弱点。Tate 女士还用了短语 on the other hand， 意思是从另一方面。这里表示她一方面理解 Hale 先生的顾虑，但是另一方面她认为 Hale 先生能从中受益，能得到怎么样改进的启发。再听一遍这句话。
On the other hand, it may be a real eye-opener.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段谈话，并且考虑这个问题的答案。
Where are they going?
Why are you taking me here? This store is my competitor.
To do some spying.
You mean see what my competition is up to?
Right.To see why people prefer shopping here.
I should have done this long ago.
Well, there's no time like the present.
I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
On the other hand, it may be a real eye-opener.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照我们说的答案。
Where are they going?
To the competition.
Hale 先生和 Tate 女士一到那家百货店，就注意到在正门边上设有问讯台，就是 Information Desk。Information Desk。一名和气的店员立刻问他们是否需要帮助，还给他们减价 10% 的优惠券，可以用来买店内任何商品。优惠券的英文是 Coupon。C-O-U-P-O-N coupon， 这逗起了 Tate 女士的购物兴趣。她原来只想买副手套，这一来却打算多买几样。而且他们拿着这张优惠券，还能在顾客服务部得到专为初次光临的顾客准备的见面礼。我们也跟着他俩进店里去吧。请你想一想这个问题：问讯台设在哪儿？
Look, they've got an information desk right at the front door.
Of course. They want to show customers where to spend their money.
Welcome to Grand Department Store. May I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I've never been here before.
You'll enjoy shopping with us. Let me offer you a special coupon. This coupon gives you 10% off any item in the store.
Oh, not bad. Maybe I'll get more than a pair of gloves.
Take the coupon to our customer service department. They have a special welcome gift for you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you very much.
他俩到达目的地以后，就像真正的密探那样，相互窃窃私语。我们仔细听听他俩说些什么。
Look, they've got an information desk right at the front door.
Of course.They want to show customers where to spend their money.
Hale 先生发现正门边上就设有问讯台，他觉得这个地点似乎十分方便顾客。而 Tate 女士却觉得这并不奇怪，因为商店要指点顾客去哪儿花钱啊。他这句话对商店这种一心赚钱的做法带点讽刺的口气。我们再听一次。
Of course.They want to show customers where to spend their money.
他的话音刚落，问讯台的接待人员已经在欢迎他俩了。
Welcome to Grand Department Store. May I help you?
主动向顾客提供帮助是顾客服务人员的准则，所以他们见了顾客就会说 May I help you? 我们听听两位来客对服务员的招呼有什么反应。
Welcome to Grand Department Store. May I help you?
Yes, please. I've never been here before.
Kate 女士表示自己需要帮助，因为她从来没来过这儿。服务员接着说什么呢？
You'll enjoy shopping with us. Let me offer you a special coupon. This coupon gives you 10% off any item in the store.
听来这位店员对自己的商店和顾客在这儿购物的经历都有乐观的估计。这又是顾客服务工作优良的标志。店员随即赠送优惠券，我们听听他怎么说。
Let me offer you a special coupon.
用 let me 开端的句型来做提议是客气的说法。说话的人似乎在要求许可，但实际上他并不期待对方会拒绝。我们再听几个例子。
Let me send it to you.
Let me hold it for you.
刚才那位店员还说 ,special coupon, special, 这个词常常用来指对顾客的优惠待遇。再听几个例子。
Special sales,
special discounts,
special coupons,
special buys,
或者简单的说 ,specials, 指特价品。我们往下听店员说明这优惠券的用途以及 Tate 女士的反应。
This coupon gives you 10% off any item in the store.
Not bad. Maybe I'll get more than a pair of gloves.
拿这个优惠券买店里的任何东西都能打10%的折扣。Tate 女士听了高兴地说 Not bad. 这句话可以用来表示意外的高兴。她又说 I'll get more than a pair of gloves. 这句话的关键词是 more.显然他原来只打算买副手套，但现在他可能不只买一样东西了。商店对新顾客还有什么优待呢？
Take the coupon to our customer service department. They have a special welcome gift for you.
这里我们听到 customer service department， 这是顾客服务部门。百货公司内通常有 customer service department。这个部门通常处理顾客的申诉、退还货款、代包礼品等等。这位店员嘱咐 Tate 女士把优惠券拿到顾客服务部门去，那儿的工作人员会给她表示欢迎的礼物。 Tate 女士听了说什么呢？
Take the coupon to our customer service department. They have a special welcome gift for you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you very much.
Tate 女士显然很满意这种优惠，所以说 Isn't that nice? Thank you very much. 这样的说法是表示满意的套语。好，我们再听一遍这段交谈，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Where is the information desk?
Look.They've got an information desk right at the front door.
Of course. They want to show customers where to spend their money.
Welcome to Grand Department Store. May I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I've never been here before.
You'll enjoy shopping with us. Let me offer you a special coupon. This coupon gives you 10% off any item in the store.
Oh, not bad. Maybe I'll get more than a pair of gloves.
Take the coupon to our customer service department. They have a special welcome gift for you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you very much.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
Where is the information desk?
Right at the front door.
Tate 女士和 Hale 先生在欢迎礼的诱导下直奔顾客服务部，但是顾客服务部可不像问讯台那样进门就是，他们必须走过好多柜台，打一个又一个急于推销的售货员身边经过才能到达目的地。售货员用英文说是 sales clerk， S A L E S C L E R K sales clerk， Harold 先生认为这就是隐藏在优惠券里的促销策略。果然 Tate 女士中途看到了合意的手套，这马上引起售货员的注意，并且努力促成这笔生意。售货员还趁机鼓励 Tate 女士再买一只手提包。好，我们和他们俩一块儿去店里走走吧。请想一想这个问题， Hale 先生是怎么描述那些售货员的？
Now we have to walk past aisles of eager sales clerks to get our free gift.
Look at those gloves. Aren't they beautiful? And they'd go perfectly with your coat.
You think so?
They look small, though. Let me check on the computer to see if your size is in stock.
All you did was look at the gloves.
We're in luck. They'll bring out a larger selection for you to see.
Will it take long?
Not long at all. In the meantime, let me show you a handbag that would look great with your outfit.
I could use a new bag.
I could use an eager beaver like her.
Hale 先生边往顾客服务部走，边意识到优惠券中的巧妙。我们听听是什么。
Now we have to walk past aisles of eager sales clerks to get our free gift.
他说，我们要得到免费礼物，就必须从一行行的售货员身边走过。他认为这位售货员提供向顾客推销商品的机会。我们再听一次，他用什么词来描绘那些售货员？
Now we have to walk past aisles of eager sales clerks to get our free gift.
他说 eager sales clerk, 他用 eager 描绘售货员，意思是售货员都急于推销商品。显然 Hale 先生预料那些售货员会努力促使他们买东西的。优惠券有没有对他俩产生促销效果呢？我们继续听。
Look at those gloves.
Tate 女士果然被一些手套吸引住了。他说 ,Look at those gloves. 他这样说并不是要求 Hale 先生看那些手套，而是表示那些手套吸引了他的注意。好，我们接着听售货员的反应有多灵敏。
Aren't they beautiful? And they'd go perfectly with your coat.
你一定注意到那位售货员的机灵和周到了。Tate 女士一注意手套，他马上领会 Tate 女士的兴趣所在，并且加以鼓励说，手套确实漂亮，还跟 Tate 女士的外衣相配。再听一遍他俩的对答。
Look at those gloves. Aren't they beautiful? And they'd go perfectly with your coat.
Tate 女士对售货员的评论有什么反应呢？我们往下听。
You think so?
Tate 女士听了售货员的话，好像很高兴，于是这样问。这是个省略问句，它的完整形式该是
Do you think so?
其实这儿与其说他在问问题，还不如说他在回味售货员的评论。所以不等售货员回答，他就接着这样说了。
They look small though.
他担心那些手套太小，不知售货员听了怎么办呢？
Let me check on the computer to see if your size is in stock.
售货员要在电脑上查 Tate 女士的尺寸是否有货。In stock, 意思是有货的。这里他又用了以 let me 开端的句子来有礼貌地做提议。Tate 女士和售货员的对话已经引起了 Hale 先生的注意。我们听听他的评论。
All you did was look at the gloves.
他说，你只不过是看了一眼手套而已。显然售货员的机灵给他深刻的印象。他这句话强调 Tate 女士仅仅看了一下手套就足以引起售货员的注意，促使他向 Tate 女士提供查电脑档案等服务。这充分说明售货员的反应灵敏，服务周到。好，这位售货员已经查完了电脑，我们听听他怎么说。
We're in luck.They'll bring out a larger selection for you to see.
他说，我们真运气，他们会取出尺码比较大的那种手套给你看。In luck, 意思是幸运的。这句话实际上体现顾客服务工作应有的特点，积极愉快的服务态度。我们再听一遍，同时听听 Tate 女士的反应。
We're in luck. They'll bring out a larger selection for you to see.
Will it take long?
Kate 女士怕耽误好长时间。售货员听了说什么呢?
Not long at all. In the meantime, let me show you a handbag that would look great with your outfit.
这位售货员使出了娴熟的顾客服务技巧，他抓住等手套的空闲，作为进一步推销的机会，而且有的放矢地提出一种能配泰女士外衣的手提包，以激起泰女士的兴趣。我们接着听他的推销技巧是否收效了呢？
Not long at all. In the meantime, let me show you a handbag that would look great with your outfit.
I could use a new bag.
Kate 女士的措辞显示她想买个新包，所以要是中意就可能买。再听几个有类似结构的例子。
I could use new gloves.
I could use a 10% discount.
I could use a sandwich.
Hale 先生是旁观者清，我们听听他观看了这个推销过程以后有什么想法，但是先得学个生词。Beaver, B-E-A,V-E-R, Beaver. Beaver 是水獭，水獭老是在水里忙忙碌碌地构筑堤坝，所以常常被用来比喻工作孜孜不倦的人。
I could use an eager beaver like her.
Hale 先生说，像这样一位勤恳干练的售货员对他也很有用。好，我们再听一遍他们的这段谈话，并且考虑这个问题。
How does Mr. Hale describe the sales clerks?
Now we have to walk past aisles of eager sales clerks to get our free gift.
Look at those gloves. Aren't they beautiful?
And they'd go perfectly with your coat.
You think so? They look small, though.
Let me check on the computer to see if your size is in stock.
All you did was look at the gloves.
We're in luck. They'll bring out a larger selection for you to see.
Will it take long?
Not long at all. In the meantime, let me show you a handbag that would look great with your outfit.
I could use a new bag.
I could use an eager beaver like her.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们说的答案。
How does Mr. Hale describe the sales clerks?
As eager.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的全部谈话，复习一下学到的词句。
Why are you taking me here? This store is my competitor.
To do some spying.
You mean see what my competition is up to?
Right.To see why people prefer shopping here.
I should have done this long ago.
Well, there's no time like the present.
I don't think I'm going to like what I see.
On the other hand, it may be a real eye-opener.
Look, they've got an information desk right at the front door.
Of course. They want to show customers where to spend their money.
Welcome to Grand Department Store. May I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I've never been here before.
You'll enjoy shopping with us. Let me offer you a special coupon. This coupon gives you 10% off any item in the store.
Oh, not bad. Maybe I'll get more than a pair of gloves.
Take the coupon to our customer service department. They have a special welcome gift for you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you very much.
Now we have to walk past aisles of eager sales clerks to get our free gift.
Look at those gloves.
Aren't they beautiful? And they'd go perfectly with your coat.
You think so? They look small, though.
Let me check on the computer to see if your size is in stock.
All you did was look at the gloves.
We're in luck. They'll bring out a larger selection for you to see.
Will it take long?
Not long at all. In the meantime, let me show you a handbag that would look great with your outfit.
I could use a new bag.
I could use an eager beaver like her.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，听听 Tate 女士怎么样帮助 Hale 先生改进顾客服务工作。
我是维维。这个节目由拉希博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。